And while we're passing those up, I just want to read something with you. So, and if the basket passes you by and you need more time to finish your self-addressed stamped envelope or the evaluation form, just take your time and you can put it up here. You can come up and just put it in the basket. This is called The Farmer and the Donkey. One day a farmer's donkey fell into a well. The donkey cried and cried while the farmer tried to think what to do. The farmer said to himself, donkey is old, and the well needs to be covered up anyway. The farmer asked his friends to come over and help him cover the donkey. They each helped shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey cried, and then after a little while, he stopped. The farmer looked into the well. As every shovel of dirt hit the donkey's back, he shook it off and took a step up. As the farmer and his friends went on shoveling dirt into the well, the donkey shook it off and took another step up. Pretty soon, the donkey stepped up out of the well and freely walked off. Lesson one of the story, life is going to shovel dirt or something else on you, all kinds of it. The trick is to shake it off and take a step up. Each of our troubles is a stepping stone. We can get out of the deepest wells by never giving up. Yeah. Here's another favorite. Strength is the capacity to break a chocolate bar into four pieces with your bare hands and then eat just one piece. Thought you'd like that. Okay, now we're going to have a little bit of time here for some whatever you want to affirm for the weekend. We're going to have some group sharing, whatever you learned, whatever you want to leave behind, whatever you're proclaiming for the year. And we're going to go ahead and start at this table here. That's okay. We'd like to go ahead and do some open group sharing, what you experienced this week and what you want to walk away with. Let's have a little group participation. You guys are a shy bunch. I thought you liked group participation. What'd you get out of the weekend?
I'm Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
I'm Molly. I got an enormous amount of motivation, desire to be thinner, to get a healthy body weight.
Mm-hmm.
I 100% confronted the belief that it wasn't okay to want to be thin.
Mm.
And some of the other things I thought were real that weren't real.
Which were? And can you speak up so everyone can hear you?
I thought that being fat would keep me safe from not cheating on my husband.
Mm.
Not true.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, basically, if...
What's going to keep you safe from not cheating on your husband?
I don't even need to be safe from that because I'm committed to him, period.
Mm-hmm.
And that I have him.
So it's the body that would make... A thin body is what would do it, or a fat mind?
A fat mind would make me cheat on my husband.
Right.
Yeah.
But a thin, aligned mind to your higher power would make you an honorable, committed woman.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, what else have you experienced?
Which I always experience when I'm at a retreat, a very good connection to my higher power.
Mm.
I hear my God very clearly.
Okay.
In a lot of things. I have two small children, and I am pretty much the breadwinner at this point, and my husband just went through cancer and treatment and everything, and I've been in resentment that I am pretty much the bloodline of my family, and God very much told me this morning that that is something to treasure and embrace, that God trusts me with that, and that is where I'm supposed to be. And that was huge. That resentment was just like poof.
Because sometimes a miracle is a shift in perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got one, huh?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And just plain and simply that I don't need extra food. That I'm not going to need it to survive anymore.
Okay.
That, connections that I hadn't made before with people.
Mm, good.
That's all.
Okay, Molly, thank you very much. Who else at this table would like to share?
With not so much on that one.
What's your name?
I'm Angel.
Hey, Angel. Here's my mic here. Yeah.
So I came Friday, and when we set our, what were you hoping to get out of this?
Set in our intention.
Right. And uh-huh. I didn't have any expectations, really. But I kind of checked in with higher power, and put down, you know, more self-validation and to see more truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say that that absolutely has happened.
Mm.
And in ways I didn't expect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's my experience that I experienced the retreat on the retreat level.
Uh-huh.
But there's these tangential experiences, you know, things going on other layers that are meeting, furthering my growth, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
with like self-validation, with seeing the truth, and I wanted to practice being one in my fellowship, one among many,
mm-hmm.
and I think I was able to do that. I was encouraged too, especially Friday night, about the getting like, you know, off of this complacency with my size right now, and
mm-hmm.
And truthfully, kind of got freaked out and felt like, oh my gosh, I need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I in my mind, you know, it is full of lies. My mind.
Full of lies.
Yeah. And so I got to check it out with my sponsor, and we were like, you know, 10 pounds in 2 months we've lost. Because I'm like, I'm not losing weight. I need to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, chill out, hold
mm-hmm,
on,
mm-hmm.
We're doing something, mm-hmm. We are doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When we break off and we have a bit of disconnection from our higher power, our mind does what our mind is supposed to do, and it's wandering around until it can latch on to something. And if it can latch on to a non-belief or a truth or a gossipy, mean kind of thing, it'll do that, and it will stay in a circular motion and kind of drive you crazy and tell you lies. When you take that mind and you link it up to your higher self and your higher power, you have a very powerful mind to use. But a mind that's not tethered and disciplined with that will make us crazy and make us fat. So thank you, Angel, for sharing. Thank you very, very much. And who else at this table would like to share?
Yeah. No, I don't have a lot to say right now. I'm sure I'll think of things later on. When
Julie has been a doll. Julie has been a doll.
Thank you very much.
Julie has made this such an easy retreat for me. She called and asked me to do this retreat. What was that, a year ago? Probably a year ago. Never laid eyes on the woman, but when I met her, it was just like I've always known her. She's been so helpful and just paved the way to just, you know, I'm, you know, walking in with books and bags, and she's carrying books and bags, and what can I do? And it's really just, her personality is just so easy to be with, and it was really just an awesome time to be with you and to know you. And I'll see you at, I think, World Service next year, right?
Birthday party.
Yeah, birthday party in January. Great. Cecilia.
It's my turn to talk to you.
Yeah.
The rock and
yes,
rat.
The rock and rat.
I'm just really grateful to be here today, and I really enjoyed the retreat. There were a lot of things that I needed to remember.
What did you remember?
I remembered that with God, all things are possible, including weight loss, you know, and that it's okay to step it up a little bit. And that there's enough time to do that, because my life has been really crazy busy, and I've been putting the cart before the horse,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, you know, an untethered mind is a dangerous place,
mm-hmm.
and mine has been untethered for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's tethered back. We're just going to try to keep it that way.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So thanks.
Great, thank you. Anyone else? Who's
I'm Judy, compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hey, Judy.
And I'm
I almost didn't come. I missed the first night and 3 hours of the first morning because my shoulder is very painful. I'm going to have surgery November 10th, and I wish it were tomorrow. But my friend Laura called me and asked why I wasn't here, and that was all I needed to get my act together. And
thank you, Laura.
yeah. It's been worth all the pain and effort and struggle and doubt because you're brilliant and perceptive and wonderful, and it's given me new encouragement or new courage to get up and stagger on with a little more hope.
And not stagger on, to walk with purpose.
Yes.
Don't you feel that you, when we did drop the rock and we were on the dock last night, uh-huh. What was your experience with that?
Oh, that was amazing. It was cold. Mm-hmm. And I had a few thoughts of wanting to leave after I'd had my turn to share, mm-hmm. but I knew that would be really a rotten thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I could not be. I think you are brilliant in your interactions with people. I know you got me. I mean, I fumbled around, and all of a sudden, you got me, mm-hmm. and helped me finish. You know, I mean, you got me where I needed to what I needed to know, and you did that with everything, everyone. And then when the geese started honking as we were finishing, mm-hmm. and then as we were going to throw our rocks in the water, there was a flock of wild geese flying over.
So this is what happened. We all got pretty red-eyed and teary-eyed, and everybody broke down and broke through. And everybody was pretty snotty-nosed, and, you know, it was very emotional. Uh-huh. Because sometimes, you know, I always say pain is the admission price to a new life, and that nobody gets home without crying, and every tear is an unshed pound. And so at the end, we had completed our circle of whatever we had, 15 people maybe on the dock and on this beautiful lake over here in Platte River, Nebraska. And when the moment we were done, maybe 30 honking geese took flight. And it was like, now! And we all took our rocks and we chucked them in the lake. And I said, now let it go. Let on the wings of those geese. Take your problems. Take your pain. Be gone. I release the past. I set myself free. And we all watched our pain leave and claim what we want today. It was very moving. It was a great experience, wasn't it? Timing was just, God was really with us. And so, just to remind you that if you're ever tempted to take back that problem that we let go of on that deck, remember that God sent you your own personal geese and took it. And you don't take it back because God has taken it. And if you take it back, that's you doing that to you, not God. It's important to remember that. Please.
I'm Sarah, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Sarah.
Morning. I think I did pretty well. I didn't get, like, everything done, but I'm learning that I need to be still and not try to get everything done and do 10 things at once. I rested. I talked through and wrote through some of my abstinence, and I gave one of my biggest burdens to God. And I wrote about it in my letter, so a year from now, I'll see it. And I stayed abstinent.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Tell me about what your week is going to be like this week.
Well, I'm starting some medical tests for infertility, and I'm kind of scared. I have to start doing the blood draws. So I'm going to see if I can just take it. I am going to take it one day at a time and give my fears to God and spend time in prayer and meditation so that I don't get crazy over it.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a choice, right? Every time that we're introduced to our next greatest desire, we're then introduced to our next greatest fear. So it's a choice to walk towards the fear or walk towards our desire, but always knowing that that fear is part of us. And I want to read you something out of the big book, which is a promise about outgrowing fear, because more dreams die on fear than anything else. And this is on page 68 of the big book. And it says, I'm going to just read the whole paragraph. We never apologize to anyone for depending upon our Creator. We can laugh at those who think spirituality the way of weakness. Paradoxically, it is the way of strength. The verdict of the ages is that faith means courage. All men of faith have courage. They trust their God. We never apologize for God. Instead, we let Him demonstrate through us what He can do. We ask, here's the promise, we ask Him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what He would have us be. At once, we commence to outgrow fear. So all we need to do is redirect our attention and ask God what He would have us be. It's a choice. It's a choice. Are you finished? Anything else? Anything else? Thank you, Sarah.
I'm going to try to not be as busy and just kind of be still.
Okay.
Know that God is God.
Okay. And here's what I say to myself. Sherry, not 17 things at once. She's lucky she goes for 10 on her list. I go 17. It's like, Sherry, we're not doing 17 things at once. One at a time, easily and effortlessly. One at a time, easily and effortlessly, right here, right now. So I used to pride myself on being a great multitasker because I could, I thought I should, but I didn't realize that that was part of the problem, that the symptom was the food, but the deeper problem was that I was so busy so that I wouldn't have to feel and be present in my life. I wanted to get out of right here, right now, but now I really want to be here because here now, in this present moment, is very peaceful. But way out there or way back there, and that's where all the scary stuff happens. But right now, God's taking care of it. Everything is okay right now. It's all nice. Okay? I have surgery in a week and a half. She has medical things coming up next week. But right now, it's all good, huh? So when we stay in the present, God gives us what we need right here, right now. But don't take ourselves out and scare ourselves. Get into the fun and get out of the nightmare. Get into the fun and get out of the nightmare. So what's the fun about next week? Woohoo! I'm on my way to have a
blood draw.
Yeah. A baby!
Yes, yes.
Hip, hip, hooray! My baby's on its way! Focus on the end result. Buy a baby outfit and hang it around your house like I had to hang the bra and the sexy clothes. Focus on the end result. Hip, hip, hooray! My rockin' rock is here today.
Yeah.
Don't look at where your feet are at. Get into the fun. Get out of the nightmare. Hip, hip, hooray! My baby's
on the way.
On the way. Don't think about the blood. Don't think about the blood. Think about the love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, I'm Ginger, compulsive overeater.
Hey, Ginger.
And I just wanted to tell you that this is the shot in the arm that I needed, because I had been going to meetings and meeting people and still had so many questions in my head. I even got a sponsor, had another sponsor. I said, well, am I not able to say food? Am I not able to say I care about my food and see how that, somebody tell me how that relates to God?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened in this meeting today, because I was about to say, this is not a diet plan, but it's still not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not hearing the things that I need. I really was needing to hear it.
So what did you hear that God said?
I heard that my food is I love food.
I love food.
I don't hate food.
Good.
But it's just that I need to eat it when I need to eat and deal with my problems when I need to deal with my problems, and let God help me with that and eat my food to nourish my body. Because I can't have both things in here at the same time fighting for control over me. You know, I'm a vessel of God, and God needs to have that control. And when I eat for my body, I eat to be healthy.
Right.
And that's what I was looking for in OA,
mm-hmm.
because in all the diets, they said, eat, be healthy. But I still had all that stuff going on, so I'm just going to eat anyway.
Yeah.
And I said, if this is not the right thing for me, I'm going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had some OA friends who came to me, and I looked at them, and I believe they got it. And I kept saying, they got it, those women I spoke to. But I haven't heard anybody tell it yet
mm-hmm.
until I came here and you said it.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked in this blue book and I said, I don't know. And all these other books, I don't know. And then all through this seminar, we've been reading out this book.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now God has said, okay, you go to church, you pray for others. What about you, Ginger?
Mm. What about you, Ginger?
You
yeah.
want to control everybody. Let it go. Let me help you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll eat when you're really hungry and not when you're going through crisis. Because
mm-hmm.
I do have a crisis and I've been afraid to tell everybody because I'm supposed to be perfect. I'm not perfect.
No. No.
You know, and I want to strive for abstinence. And I have it in my life today.
Mm-hmm.
I got up this morning, I had abstinence. I'm going to have it tomorrow and the next day. And, you know, I'm not going to
yes.
be bad that I say I want to lose 50 pounds.
Why would you feel bad to say I want to lose?
Bad. I feel like I shouldn't say I want to lose 50 pounds.
This is Overeaters Anonymous!
But nobody...
If somebody ain't supporting you and returning to you...
I've not really heard anybody ever say that.
Okay.
But now I know that it's not anything wrong with it, but I know with my higher power... And learning these things, other reasons in the literature and what's going on in my head.
Okay, there's something crazy. There's a disconnect. Right. An alcoholic would never go to AA and be embarrassed to admit that he wants to stop drinking a fifth of Jack every day. So if you're embarrassed to say, you know what, I want to return to my truest self and be who God wanted me to be, I don't want to do this self-made thing that I created. And you want to lose your 50 pounds?
Mm-hmm.
That's been placed on your heart's desire.
Yep.
That's a moral obligation to take care of that right here, right now, because God's going to call you out and forward to do more things so you can help other people.
And I want to be healthy.
Yeah.
I don't want my knees to ache. I want to walk a mile. I love going to walks. Those are things that make me happy. I'm not going to be unhappy. I want to
live your truth.
I want the seat belt to fit.
Yeah.
I don't want any of that other stuff.
Yeah.
No, and I'm
That's,
happy
yeah.
that I feel good about that now.
Okay, you own that. That's
and
yours.
I'm and I said, I'm taking
yeah.
a trip. I'm going to the Caribbean, and I'm going to do what I do.
You do that.
That's
Yay, Kendra! Woo, 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 woo! Okay, in a year from now, you call me, you email me, you let me know what happened.
Yeah,
excellent,
really
excellent.
Excited.
Oh, rock on, Ginger. Yay. That's why I came here. All right. Okay, girl.
I'm Lily.
Hey, Lily.
I'm new at it, and I didn't have any idea of really how to get started. And you've explained it. I know how to get started. I know what abstinence is. And that's the first step for me. I figure I'll learn the next step when I get to the next step. But I feel confident that
mm-hmm.
I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so pleased with what you've done for me here. And I'm very, very thankful for the two lovely cabin mates that I had. God just brought lovely people into
oh,
my life. You know,
great.
It's been wonderful. I know he brought me here because he's trying to get my attention. And this is just a part of my spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
But he has said, it's time now, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful mm-hmm. for your help. In mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Anybody else want to share? All right. Make it over here with my mic. Okay.
I'm Becky, and I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
I just appreciate what you've shared about this weekend, too, because when I came, I was feeling really confused between my abstinence and my food plan. And 2 weeks ago, I had gained weight, and so I was feeling really down on myself. And
uh-huh.
like you shared, the sun comes up and the sun goes down, and
uh-huh.
you're going to gain weight.
Uh-huh.
And so I realized I can quit beating myself up for that.
Right.
That I don't have to do that anymore. And I had a fear of gaining my weight back.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I didn't really think I had anything to do to release the rock, so I thought, well, I'll walk down there and do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a fear of gaining the weight back and the fear of giving up some food. And I connected with my higher power that kind of led me to that, and realizing that I can face my fears, that those are just something else is going on. And then also with my husband, realizing that we don't have an intimate relationship, and that's something that I want. And I just feel like I can take charge and do that. And this retreat has connected me with my higher power this weekend through the meditations, because I'm one of those busy people that I multitask and proud of it. And think
human doing, not human being, right.
And so I realize how important that meditation is, to be quiet and just sit there for a few minutes and connect, that I can connect and I get answers through that. And to be gratitude, have that gratitude list. Because my sponsors had me do that gratitude list when I'm feeling down and out, and it really makes a lot of difference.
It makes a lot of difference. It really shifts. It's very important to get quiet and go inside where it looks dark, but that's where the real light is. Get quiet, go into the dark where the real light is, and listen further on for the still, quiet voice. And if you ask your higher power, what should I do, and you're quiet and you're sitting in that light, you will be given the clarity that you've been seeking. But you must be still and know and listen. Be still. No more human doing. We are human beings, and sometimes our humanness disconnects us from our beingness. Okay. Anybody else? Barbara, I'm going to push past you. Okay.
Hi. Hey. I came to this retreat with a lot of hope to just get...
Who are you?
I'm Leia.
I'm Maya.
I do want to identify myself as a bulimic and a food addict. But I came to this retreat with a lot of hope to just get recharged and reconnected. I kind of fell off the path a little bit and had some relapse and got into a really, really bad bulimic hole. It was 4 days, but it was a really destructive 4 days. And I'm working in a new program, and I have a new sponsor, and I am just was working it. I'm willing. I want to learn. I want to be free of this. The desire is there for me. And, like, this retreat just, I don't like eye contact. This retreat just kind of was a spark, a catalyst. Like, the drive was there, but it just, like, the car was there, the keys were there, but this retreat just turned on the car. So I thank you. And thank
what
you.
Was good about the 4 destructive days? Look at me.
It really put into place just how fast I can go back into my disease, and how destructive and how many people were affected, even though I thought it was my own. Well, nobody knows because I'm in the bathroom alone, and but like, how my disease has a ripple effect against other people, even if the action...
What else was great about those 4 days?
It brought me to my knees, and it got me desperate again, because I got really comfortable in the program, because I'm not puking, and I got really comfortable.
What else was great about those little 4 days? That it wasn't how many?
Forever.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. When you're going to look down, you make sure that you look up. When you look down, you make sure that you look up. Because in looking up is where all your power is. And if you look down, pretty soon you're going to beat yourself down and make that 4 days. You're going to go from normalize to horribleize. And the thing that's important is to go, hey man, it was 4 crummy days. It wasn't 4 years. It rocks. We're compulsive overeaters. I'm sorry, a little Siegfried and Roy happened to her. It didn't take her out of the game, but she got a big paw swiped at her. It hurt her, scared her. Didn't keep her down in bed for 4 years. Okay? It was a messy 4 days. You're going to have some messy days here and again. But every time, the mess is not going to be as messy, and you're going to clean it up faster. It's part of it. Anybody else? Okay. Just watch my time here. Okay.
Hey. Hi, I'm Marla, compulsive overeater and bulimic.
Hey, Marla.
I have been to these retreats several years. A couple of times I've even paid to stay overnight and not stayed overnight. This is the first time in probably 9 years or 8 years I've been here every single day. And yet,
yay, Marla!
And yet, I'm not going to feel guilt anymore about not being here for the whole time, about having to leave and take care of myself and take a nap, about coming when I get here, whatever. I'm done with the guilt. But on my way out, I realized, and part of the reason I'm speaking at the very last minute, is because I tend to, you know, come in, get my, you know, shot, woo, and then 2 days later I'm back to my old behavior, or at least my old thinking. And so by saying it out loud to an entire room that I commit to making a phone call to Sherry, to
what day?
On Monday evening.
Okay.
Voicemail or not, I am making a phone call.
I told her, give me 2 to 3 days to return phone calls because I get a lot of phone calls, and Monday I'm going to be wiped out. So go ahead.
Home. And I also commit to an entire room to actively looking for a sponsor that truly matches what I'm looking for. And I commit
it's okay. Your cells are resetting themselves. This is the process of coming home. Nobody gets home without crying. It's the safest place to be. It's to be real. Right here.
And I commit out loud to completing my step four. Not working on, but completing my step four.
By when? When will your step four be done?
I wrote in my letter to myself that my step four and five will be done by the end of 2009.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is October 25th. How old are you?
35.
Okay, if you write 15 minutes a day until before Thanksgiving, you will have that four step finished. Okay? The week after Thanksgiving, you make an appointment. So when you call me tomorrow, I want you to tell me the day you're going to be finished with your four step, and I want you to make an appointment with your sponsor, and I want you to get a lousy old sponsor. You're not going to find Miss Perfect here. You're going to find some other fat chick who needs help. You're just somebody you got to trust. You feel like you can talk to. Feel like you can talk to Ginger? Feel like you can talk to Jeff? Somebody willing to tell your secrets to. Set up an appointment. Focus on the
solution.
Focus on the end result, which holds the solution. Set the date. Because your mind will wander and tempt you with all this crap, and it will never get done. And then you'll never help yourself, and you'll never help anybody. Getting that fourth step done, you will belong to a very elite group. Many people do two steps. I'm powerless, and step 12, let me fix you. Or they just go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. It's like the fourth step, that's the one you think is hard. That's not hard. It's a fifth step when you got to open up and let somebody hear your stuff. But you know what? I've never heard anybody that did a fifth step that didn't have a better experience because of it. Because that's when your true kinship with man and God begins, because you let people in and you don't need the food anymore because you've learned to trust one other human being. Okay, so will you call me with those dates and figure that out? It's simple, but not
easy.
Okay, a price had to be paid. It meant the destruction of self-centeredness. Okay, page 1415, Bill's story. All the answers are in that book. All your success is in the choices you make in the moment. If you start this moment crappy, your next moment's going to be crappy. If you make this moment happy, your next moment's going to be happy. The choice is yours. You walk towards fear, fear is going to get bigger. You walk towards faith, faith is going to be bigger. It's up to you. God can't go over there with fear because he doesn't believe in it. Okay? God's right here coming to me and through me. All power. God of my understanding. God of your understanding. We don't care who you believe in. We don't care if you believe in it, but leaf. Okay? Because we all know you and I didn't make that belief, that leaf. Okay? All right, great. Anybody else? Okay. For some reason, I'm walking around with this. I guess I'm going to read this to you. It was never between you and them anyway. People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone could destroy overnight. Keep building. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Mother Teresa. Does anybody else want to share? And if not, we're going to move into the next section. Share it or wear it. Okay? I'm available to any of you, to all of you, whoever's on tape. Pick up the phone, email me, however I can help you. Always give me a day or two to return the call. I promise to return the call. I'm not that scary. People get scared. I don't want to call her. She's scary. Okay? I'm not scary. I'm just another fat chick. Okay? Did we have a great weekend?
Yeah.
We had a great weekend. Okay? Okay. Thank you. Thanks be to God. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to join me in a circle. No, not yet. Not yet. Oh, you do? Okay. Are we done? Okay. If we can all gather round in a circle. Okay, are we all linked up? Okay. It was an honor and a pleasure to be with each one of you guys this weekend. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we were powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. You were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within you. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. This was written by Marianne Williamson in her book, A Return to Love, and is commonly attributed to Nelson Mandela's acceptance speech. So I wanted to give proper due where that credit comes from. Okay, and I would like to tell you, for those of you that are on tape, we're all standing in a circle, and the girl to my right is holding a candle, and the girl to my left is holding a candle. And I'm going to take the candle from Barb right now, and this is my candle. This is my light. When some people think that they give themselves to another, they will lose some of themselves. So here I am with my candle lit. So they don't share this program. What will happen when I carry the message? I'm trying to light a candle here. So I'm going to start this again. This is my candle. This is my light. Some people think if they give themselves to others, they will lose some of themselves. So they don't share this program. What will happen when I carry the message to someone else? Will my light go out and dim? No. Watch what happens. So I'm going to touch my candle to her. And poof, watch the flame get bigger. Okay? Now my candle is lit, and her candle is lit. And it looks like magic. At the point of contact, my light gets even brighter, and their light is also burning brightly. Remember, everybody counts or nobody counts. Please join me in the Serenity Prayer as we pass the candle from one to the other and meet in the middle. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.